Okay, that explains a lot then. Every time, every week, man, he looks like he's about to freeze to death. We're inside. How you guys doing? All right, so Green Bay Packers, great challenge. Hottest team in football, great opportunity. Excited about it, coming back to, to our new stadium and come to Minneapolis and looking forward to this weekend.
The kickers adjusting to some of the cold weather games here.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody actually likes it, but they went down to TCF last Wednesday, and they went down to TCF this week as well on Wednesday, yesterday. And they got some good work in, and Jeff probably had 45, 50 punts in yesterday during the walkthroughs, you know, so I couldn't be down there with them. But I trust that they were telling me the truth on how many kicks they had. And then Blair got hit some good field goal work in as well.
Walsh was missed there. What happened on that?
I think he pushed it right, to be honest. You know, great thing about Blair is that, you know, he's not an excuse maker. A lot of our guys, most of our guys, if not all, are they don't make excuses. They're going to own up to their mistakes. And what he did, he just pushed it right. And shouldn't happen. He's too good a kicker for that to happen, especially after making a 50-yarder. It was a beautiful kick. But the snap, the hole protection, everything was fine. Should have made it.
How long have you had that fake punt in?
For years and years.
Really?
No, I think we've probably worked on it the past month. Wanted to run it earlier. It was just a great opportunity to run it, good time in the area of the field. We have an aggressive head coach who wants to run those things, and that's great for me. And you know, it's obviously turned out well for us.
How are you going to sell him on that? Or did he take
I don't think I have to sell him. He's like I said, he's been aggressive since he got here. He's asked me back in the offseason about running fakes, you know, field goal fakes, punt fakes, surprise onsides. And it's forcing me to be more creative, you know, which is good. It's a good problem to have. Not a problem. It's a good opportunity for me to, you know, get our guys excited about a big play like that. And obviously, they were very excited to run it and to succeed with it.
Why Sendejo?
Because he's our normal right wing. We didn't want to substitute anybody there. That might be a dead giveaway in terms of what we're trying to run. He's a good athlete. He's smart. He's tough, and he can run. He's fast. He's a lot faster than people thought he was or gave him credit for. But if you watch him run down on kickoff every week, you know how fast he is.
I think a couple weeks ago that you're by nature a bit conservative in that sort of thing. So was this something that Zimmer had to convince you of to
implement?
No,
there was no convincing. I think we only have so many minutes a day, practice time, meeting time, walkthrough time. So some head coaches aren't as aggressive as Coach Zimmer. So in the past, I've become more conservative because some of the head coaches I've worked for weren't going to run it, so I'm not going to practice something that we probably have no chance of running. So lately, and all year, to be honest with you, starting back in the spring, we've been working on fakes because Coach Zimmer is a more aggressive guy, which is great for me. I am conservative by nature, but I think when I'm not going to just run things or suggest to run things just to run them. I think we need to be smart when we run them, and that was a great opportunity, perfect opportunity for us.
So if you answer that, how many fakes like that do you have in your repertoire at any one time?
Well, I think you always have a couple, and based on the look that you're going to get, you expect to get from that team that week, and maybe you just work on one a week. But, you know, you're going to have two or three in the game plan, so to speak, and then probably bring out your best one, you know, your best play for that, for the look.
Implemented more of those type of plays this year?
Yeah, we've been more creative, and Ryan Ficken, my assistant, does a great job because he's got an offensive mind. He's got an offensive background, so he and I, you know, tinker with stuff and talk about things and look at what people are doing on punt return and what they're doing on their field goal block and get ideas every week. Hey, what can we do here? What can we do there? What's good this week? What's good, you know, the following weekends? You know, next week we play who? Carolina. You know, he's already broke down a lot of Carolina tape, and so he's already got some ideas. So we go back and forth and tweak things, and it worked. Good. Thanks, guys.